This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. That's free like freedom. And 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, you've got Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. We still have more on the secession front to discuss. Plus, Johnny Ray, you wanted to commemorate Mother's Day, so we need to do that because apparently that's today. I didn't find that out until 10 minutes ago.
Pathetic.
So we continue here, and you can bring up anything you want. Let's go to David. He's in New Mexico. David, you were talking about sort of the court system. Go ahead.
Yeah, we were. I decided to pick on the word jurisdiction since you had mentioned it earlier in this session tonight, and you had said that one good idea alternative, and I agree with you, would be since marriage and children has become a business and industry, complete with contracts, marriage contract, and everything else. It would be a good idea. So that everybody's informed right up front that, you know, you get married, you're going to have kids, and you need to decide on in advance while you're still getting along, like you said, who will be the venue, the decider, if you can't agree on something amongst yourselves,
right.
rather than the system we have now, where your only alternative in most cases is to get dragged into a government court. And I'd like to expand that in the people in the legal industry out there who are far too silent, because I rarely hear you call in and volunteer what you know. But I'd like to hear from you, if possible, as to, you know, what is the basis in law? I mean, in legal terms, what is the basis in law for our government to take control and move children about in a manner?
It's just monopoly violence. I mean, law is just opinions written down on paper, right, by strangers. That's all that law is. And they're backed with guns, right? Because any stranger can write an opinion down on a piece of paper, but not just any stranger can legally point a gun at somebody to get them to obey the opinion. And so that's what the difference is. I mean, that's what banks, you know, they can call in and they can explain, well, it's Section 12, Statutory 172B7 says that we can do this. Well, that's just, you know, men with guns. That's what it always comes down to.
Well, I mean, if you say the American Arbitration Organization, if you've stipulated in a contract ahead of time that this organization you know nothing about, I mean, I know nothing about, full of people we've never met, somehow has jurisdiction over the marriage because you signed a contract, big whoop. I mean, what's really the difference?
Well, now you're talking about who enforces contracts, right?
So men with guns, ultimately, right?
Right, but you've signed that agreement. Unlike with the government where they force themselves upon you.
When you sign a marriage contract, you essentially have signed that agreement. Like, you knew...
With the government.
You knew who
I agree with you.
Was going to mediate.
And this is saying that the difference would be that you would choose someone else. The difference would be that you would specify in your contract that it would not be dealt with by the government.
You choose the government every single time.
But you could choose someone else.
Not to choose someone else. Right? Like, so you go ahead, you knock some gal up. You didn't marry her, nothing like that. Who did you choose to arbitrate paternity and jurisdiction? Who did you give jurisdiction?
Are we talking about
to?
In a world with the government or one without?
We're talking about today. You've made a decision.
Like, well, the government is very pervasive, and they're going
to have
jurisdiction.
They're not a monopoly. They're a default.
And they are a monopoly, basically.
Not if you have a contract that says, you know, I'm, you know, this arbitration organization, that arbitration organization. That
yeah, but they still rule over all those organizations.
Not the judicial system doesn't.
I'm sure you
can. The legislative branch can pass down rules regarding it. They have passed very few, but. That's just what you choose to do. I mean, this is things are going pretty well in that particular arena. Anybody listening to me has to do is take responsibility. I've got a contract with my wife that stipulates these things.
Mm-hmm.
Done. right? And we didn't even need an arbitration organization. We wrote down, all right, how much of my income do you want for child support until...
You've already arbitrated that.
I already got that nailed down. Yeah. You know, the fact is they're going to get something, right? You might as well decide what that amount is out of income and go from there.
David, any other thoughts?
I think there's for a future conversation, I think there's better ways to do child support too. But on something that you said, when you said that they could call in and say it's section whatever, paragraph whatever says this gives us the power to whatever, I would actually like the legal industry to call in and go on our record as to what that line of jurisdiction, what that line of legal power is, because I think we would discover that there are flaws in their argument, and that in fact they don't truly have all of the jurisdictions that they claim to have. And so that's a challenge to anybody out there listening, whether you're a judge or a lawyer or whatever you might be, to lay out that challenge.
Thank you, David, for the call tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I mean, you know, even if they can cite whatever it is, even if you can poke holes in it, it doesn't matter if they have men with guns who are backing
right,
it, because the men with guns have virtual immunity for any kind of naughty things that they do. And
it's
so,
like asking the king of the mountain, well, what gives you the mountain? Why is it that you have the mountain? I've got an answer for you. If you try to take the
because
mountain,
it's there.
Teeth. Well, that's what it comes. You're on the top of the mountain. That's why they don't. People who have that position, the position of power, never call in and debate these things. It's one of the reasons
right.
that, you know, we bring up all kinds of topics here on Free Talk Live, and we almost never have people debate certain topics. Jurisdiction? Nobody's going to debate jurisdiction, because jurisdiction is a group of people who have claimed lordship over a given landmass, and if you don't agree with them, ultimately they'll kill you over it.
Ultimately, they sure will. I mean, I've tried to secede from their jurisdiction, and they just throw me in their cage.
Yeah, they're, you know, you can't prove.
If you try to keep them from doing that, of course,
they'll
then
kill you.
Get to the ultimate.
Yeah. Yeah.
They say you can't prove a negative, but you can't prove jurisdiction. It was one of those things you can't prove either. You can say, look,
proving
old
jurisdiction.
Dead white people have written this stuff down. Not that it matters their particular color, because the people in other countries of other colors have written it down.
That's right. Yeah.
Dead men have written this down. Well, so what? So
who?
What?
Who are they again?
Right. You know, this doesn't.
They're important men in their time.
Right. I'm not interested in your particular court. The most inefficient arbitration organizations known to man are the court systems. I'll give you the English common law court systems tend to be a little more efficient than others around the world. But you're just still talking about extremely inefficient organizations. Why can't I just do some arbitration? Really? Aren't there people who would be better suited for this than family court?
A lot of people do. Corporate agreements are arbitrated. So there, if you look at like your cell phone contract or your cable television contract or whatever you want to call those things, those corporate agreements, not really contracts, but you agree in almost everyone I've ever seen to waive your right to a government court hearing in return for private arbitration. So you see those all over the place, if you know where to look. But what you're saying is, Mark, that they should be seen more often in personal relationships and, you know, small business agreements and things like that.
The chances, one of two things is going to happen to the relationship that you're currently in. By that, I mean the romantic relationship that you're in. It's going to end or you're going to die. Those are your two choices. Why don't you have a piece of paper written out for both of those? I've got a will.
Eventually,
and we already have, my wife and I have already agreed on what the split would be if we decided to split.
And eventually,
I'm not looking for that.
It may not even be paper. It may be on the blockchain, as some people are saying.
That'd
this immutable, immutable ledger that you can prove was signed when it was signed and, you know, not forged and things like that. There have been people talking about these contracts on the blockchain for a long time, and I think that we're getting closer to that, you know, becoming more of a more widely adopted concept, maybe within the next decade or something like
that.
If
people find it unromantic, imagine this for a second. The person that you're with now stays with you because they want to, not because they're worried about some kind of prolonged fight in the future. my wife chooses to stay with me, she knows what the outcome, like she has an outcome. If she doesn't, she knows exactly what it is, and she believes that the outcome of staying with me is better than the one of leaving.
There's more coming up. If you want to comment on jurisdiction or relationships or whatever's on your mind, you can join us. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's Free Talk Live.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-940-9829. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-940-9829. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, you can join us on the radio waves here. Live Sunday edition of the program. You can dial in toll free here at 855 450 free. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, Ian here.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
Also, Skype into the show. Skype username lrn.fm. In the first hour of the program, we did discuss the secession movement in Vermont. We just gotten into that story, so there's more to say about that coming up. But also, off the air, we have been discussing Bitcoin here in the studio. And we talk a lot about Bitcoin on the air, and that's not just because Bitcoin.com is a sponsor of the show. If Bitcoin.com wasn't sponsoring the show, we'd still be talking about Bitcoin because, well, we're all big fans of the idea of cryptocurrency. And it was Bitcoin that brought us into this world. It was Bitcoin that introduced us to the idea of cryptocurrency, this decentralized money that is more than that. It's this blockchain that we touched on briefly a moment ago, which can be used for things like smart contracts. Blockchain is the technology that backs cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin. It's essentially an immutable public ledger. And I guess not all of them are public, but in some of the different cryptos like Bitcoin, it is. It's a public ledger. Anybody who wants to, who knows the Bitcoin wallet address, can go and look and see what transactions have happened on that wallet. So, like right now with the ransomware attacks that have been going on, people are watching the wallets of the hackers, of the people who created the ransomware, and they're watching as these ransom payments come into those wallets, and they're watching to see where those payments end up going from those wallets when they end up leaving. I don't know if they've left. I haven't watched it myself, but I was reading a story about that. So you can do that with Bitcoin because, again, of the public ledger aspect of this blockchain that backs it up. So if you want to learn more about Bitcoin, it's a fascinating technology. Bitcoin.com is the best place to get started. It's also a great place for people who've been into Bitcoin for a while. So whether you're an expert or you're brand new, you're going to find value over at Bitcoin.com. They've got not just news, they've got a great news site there, but they've also got games that you can play with your Bitcoin. There are no bigger Bitcoin believers than the Bitcoin.com team. You can learn more over at Bitcoin.com. As we continue here, we'll take your calls and thoughts about what you want. And if there's news about the Bitcoin world, you know, please let us know. There's always interesting stuff happening out there. Right now, the Bitcoin civil war is still going on behind the scenes. There's no real clear winner at this point. And as this war continues, the rest of us end up suffering because while Bitcoin is an amazing technology, it is one that needs to change because it has grown too large for its britches. There are far too many people who are trying to transact with Bitcoin. The network is loaded up with transactions, and it's causing some serious problems with the fees that people are experiencing.
Serious.
So something's got to give, and if it's not going to be somebody willing to change, if the people aren't willing to change Bitcoin, if the miners aren't willing to sign on with a new concept, whatever it is, because right now most of the miners are just sitting pretty. They just think that, you know, these fees are going to last forever, and they're not.
I can't imagine what they're thinking. It seems like they're just ready to crash the currency. And
I mean, why?
Well, because there's other currencies out there. Cryptocurrency people are going to go to something else.
Yeah.
Why not ride this one into the dirt?
I see what you're saying.
And then go someplace. People are trying to blame Roger Ver. I blame the miners and the Blockstream guys.
It's the miners who are sitting pretty and doing nothing. I mean, they have options that they could choose to save Bitcoin, but they're not. And so, you know, we're going to keep you up to date on this. But Bitcoin is not the end of the cryptocurrency world. It was just the beginning of it, sort of like the Model T was the beginning of the, you know, automobile world.
Well, mass production of automobiles.
Fair enough. Does anyone remember what came before the Model T?
There, I've seen a couple of them.
Do you remember what they're called?
Well, not the name, the manufacturer, but not
people
the
people are going to remember Bitcoin.
Yeah.
I mean, there might have been some sort of experimental digital currency before Bitcoin. Remember, like digital cash or
there
something?
There were ones,
like that?
Yeah.
Those crashed and burned.
Yeah, they did.
Because they were centralized, and it was Bitcoin that introduced the decentralized e-gold. Yeah, they got raided, right? So, and Bitcoin can't be raided. So anyway, Bitcoin was the first cryptocurrency of its, you know, of its kind, and there have been hundreds since then. We'll keep you up to date on that, but get the latest anytime over at Bitcoin.com. So, we go back to Vermont, where we were talking about the Verexit movement, the Second Vermont Republic, where they've been pushing for years. Even back in the last decade, there was a poll done by Vermont's University of Vermont Center for Rural Studies that in 2007 found that 11.8% of respondents to the poll agreed with the proposal, quote, peaceably that Vermont Vermonters should peaceably leave the United States and become an independent republic as it was from 1777 to 1791. Now, that was 11.8% of Vermonters in 2007. It is now 21%. So those numbers have nearly doubled in the last decade. Now, Rob Williams is the leader of the Vrexit campaign. He said in a phone interview that it was the grotesque nature of the Trump presidency. It has definitely helped crystallize things for Vermonters. In fact, about 58% of the respondents to the survey said no when they were asked, is the federal government adequately serving the needs and concerns of Vermonters? So that's also a good sign. 58% saying no, they're not satisfied with the federal government. That's a starting point to start talking to people about secession. Now, you're going to find a bunch of people in that 58% who say, no, we must take over the federal government. We must win this back.
Yeah.
That's what I saw when I went to one of the anti-Trump protests that happened here in Keene. Now, in Keene, we're in the southwestern area of New Hampshire, so we're close to Vermont. And there was a core group of lefties that was at this protest who I talked to about secession, and they were of that attitude of, no, damn it, we must take back the Washington, D.C. for the liberals. And, you know, like this constant struggle over power is what they're into. They're not into freedom. They're not into, you know, independence or being able to decide for themselves.
They want to shove whatever their version of tyranny is down the other person's throat.
They're getting it from the other side right now, and they want to turn the tables.
Right, and it's just the back and forth. Oh, yeah? You don't like Bush? Well, take a little Obama then.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? You don't like Obama? How about some Donald Trump? We'll build you a wall. You know, like
that's exactly what it is.
Back and forth.
It's so dumb.
It's like trading smacks to the forehead.
Yeah, I mean, it's abusive.
Who can hit each other the hardest? And the fact of the fact is that politics, it is a threat.
Yeah,
it is a threat. Look, if you don't think that Trump is a threat against your neighbor, how did you feel about Obama? Did you find him threatening? Because I can tell you, gun sales skyrocketed under that guy. Yes, you were forced into Obamacare. You were forced to pay pay a fine if you didn't pay the new higher rates. You were forced. It was a threat. And now, Trump, it's a whole new different set of threats. Can we please stop threatening our neighbors? Now, I'm not saying that, you know, you should or shouldn't vote or anything like that. You should just consider who you're voting for. Who's the least threat against your neighbor?
I think Trump and Hillary were about the same amount of threat. I mean, they're both just as bad. They're both arch status who want to threaten people into their way of whatever they want the government to do.
I made a list for myself. I've listed the four candidates that had enough electoral votes to win. I ranked them for myself, and Hillary came out number four for me because I felt like Trump would do a better job making Supreme Court nominees, and I feel like he did.
He might do a better job economically somewhat, but he's still a warmonger. Uh-huh. We're coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs. So you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. Our toll-free number here on this live Sunday edition is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Still to come here tonight, Johnny Ray wants to commemorate Mother's Day. We're going to get into that coming up here, and your calls and thoughts certainly welcome about what you want. And then I think, Mark, you wanted to talk about those gay pride shirts, right?
That, indeed, I do.
Some printer was told that he didn't have to make them for a customer who wanted to buy them.
He's happy.
We'll get into that coming up here, and you can, of course, share your thoughts. But we're talking about secession at the moment, and the idea of Vermont, not California this time, but Vermont is back in the secessionist news. This story coming from 7daysvt.com. And it's Ian, Johnny Ray, and Mark in the studio here tonight. So this survey was recently conducted in February that found that 21% of Vermonters, or approximately 21% of them, think the state should consider, quote, peaceably leaving the United States and becoming an independent republic as it was from 1777 through 1791. The results of the survey, according to, let's see, Rob Williams, who's the leader of the Vorexit campaign, quote, gives us much more energy to keep pressing what we've been doing since 2004. And he is the leader of the secession group entitled Second Vermont Republic, or 2VR. Williams and his associates seek to link their efforts to the sovereign status Vermont enjoyed after declaring its departure from the British Empire in 1777 and before it joined the U.S. as the 14th state in 1791. And I suspect New Hampshire had a similar path. I don't know what the exact years were. Was New Hampshire the first state to join the Union? I think it was.
I think it was, yeah. The first state to sign. So Delaware has some claim on first state also. Let me read that up.
Because I know that one of the mottos of, I think it was Neil Connor from the from NHExit. Actually, he's one of the board members of the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence.
First in, last out?
That's right. First in, first out.
First
in, first out. So it was, sure would be nice if New Hampshire were first on this, but I'm happy to see any state go, because whether it's Vermont or California, Texas or New Hampshire, whichever one is first is going to pave the way for whichever one is second, because a lot of state governments are monkey see, monkey do, and unfortunately that's true in New Hampshire. They're not as brave as you would hope that they would be. I mean, they're politicians, so by nature they're cowardly.
Okay, I think I've got it. New Hampshire was the first to declare its independence from England.
Ah.
I don't believe it was the first to sign the Declaration of Independence.
Interesting.
Excuse me, to sign the Constitution.
What about the Articles of Confederation?
Oh, man. You think I've got that floating around in my head?
Well, you're the history buff here in the
the
studio.
Lord. What states? All right.
I bet if Daryl were here, he would know.
Come on. Really? That's ridiculous.
You don't think you would know? That dude's a walking compendium of facts
really
like that.
He really is, but, I mean, that's ridiculous.
All right. So anyway, Vermont, the contemporary push for secession first gained ground a decade ago due to, in part, deepening opposition to then-President George Bush. The campaign president, George W. Bush, the campaign's presence all but evaporated following the 2008 election of Barack Obama, and after a controversy that erupted the same year involving Vermont's movement's flirtation with a pro-secession group known as League of the South. The decision to establish ties with the League of the South was initiated by retired Duke University economics professor Thomas Naylor, who was the prime mover behind the Second Vermont Republic. But the Southern Poverty Law Center, which monitors hate groups, referred to the League of the South at the time as, quote, racist neo-Confederates, unquote, causing considerable damage in Vermont, even as Naylor denied any racist motivation for the collaboration with the group. I think he was collaborating with that group simply because they are another secessionist group. It was like one of those things where whoever it is that is in favor of secession, you have so few allies that you're just trying to connect with whoever out there is sort of on board with the idea of secession. I think that's what he was doing. Not that he agreed with racism or anything like that.
New Hampshire is listed as the first state to sign the Articles of Confederation.
Okay, then that's where it comes from.
But it was signed on the same day by New Hampshire, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Connecticut, New York, Pennsylvania, Virginia, South Carolina. Those aren't listed alphabetically.
Yeah.
So one would presume they're
That's
listed
the order
chronologically.
In which they signed.
Or they're just listed randomly.
According to the story, Tom Naylor died in 2012, leaving Williams to fill the leadership void in the Vermont secession cause. He rebranded the group as 2VR. To distinguish it from the Naylor-era movement, which had used the acronym SVR, as in Second Vermont Republic. Williams, a Wastefield resident and lecturer at UVM's Environmental Studies program, said 2VR intends to focus in the coming months on advocating the creation of a state bank. Proponents of secession see efforts to make Vermont more financially self-sufficient as an essential precondition to transforming the state into a nation.
North Dakota has a state bank.
It does.
Yeah.
And?
Well, I mean, they haven't seceded yet. Yeah, they have not yet seceded.
2VR paid UVM Study or Center for Rural Studies a total of $1,000 to incorporate into this year's Vermonter poll the questions pertaining to secession and attitudes towards Washington. The poll has a margin of error of plus or minus 4%. Now, that's one of the things that, you know, I like about the Vermont movement is they seem to have it together a little bit more than here in New Hampshire. New Hampshire, we do have a few different organizations or some semi-organized organizations. There's the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence, which is kind of like a think tank group that advocates for secession. There is the NHExit group, which is just more of like an activist group that promotes secession. They'll, you know, hold signs at an event or something like that. There was the New Hampshire Liberty Party, but that has fallen off the radar since the Libertarian Party has endorsed secession. Basically, the board members of the Libertarian Party came out in favor of New Hampshire secession. I don't want to put words in their mouth, but that was my understanding of it. So since that happened, the New Hampshire Liberty Party, which had been created as an alternative to the Libertarians, back when the Libertarian Party was really weak here in New Hampshire, I would say the New Hampshire Liberty Party achieved its goal. We provided competition. The New Hampshire Libertarian Party got their act together.
They put pressure on them.
Yeah, but they got their act together thanks to Darrell W. Perry and Roger Paxton and the rest of the folks who came on board there. and now the New Hampshire Libertarian Party, for the first time in two decades, has ballot access. It has major party ballot status, and it now has two sitting state representatives, one a former Republican, one a former Democrat, who within the last 3 months have flipped to the Libertarian Party. So we have more state representatives who are sitting Libertarian Party members in New Hampshire than the other 49 states combined. There is a chance for freedom here. There really is a chance. I know, Johnny Ray, you are a critic. You are an outside-of-the-system guy. You don't believe in, you know, politics. I don't like politics. I find it to be detestable. I find a lot of the personalities within it to be, you know, hard to handle and objectionable. But ultimately, we've seen progress being made through the political system here, and there is a chance that we could see New Hampshire secession. But Vermont, I think, is a little stronger. I really do.
I think what we're seeing, the legislative and political successes that you're touting, are symptoms of a broader libertarian
a groundswell,
movement.
Mind change.
Yeah, and yeah. I think
that's true.
And I think that is more important than your scribblings.
I agree with you. You have to change people before the political system will change. That's true. That has to happen. And it is happening. You know, we do have libertarians in the media here. We've got, you know, people who are writing letters to the editor. We've got shows like Free Talk Live. We've got some Darrell W. Perry publishes a newspaper of his own. So there's lots of different ways that our ideas are getting out there in a society that is already friendly towards freedom. New Hampshire natives, in a lot of ways, are very liberty-friendly folks. So this really is the perfect place for something like this. And I can tell you that when I've been out doing outreach for secession here in New Hampshire, I've gotten positive responses from people. Just, you know, talking about secession, handing out flyers to people, you see a big smile spread across their face when they realize what it's saying, that leaving the United States, New Hampshire being its own country, they like the idea. Because people in New Hampshire, a lot of them love New Hampshire. You know, they may be like flag-waving USA, but they would put New Hampshire above the United States, I think. That's been my experience so far. Obviously, it's not true of everyone. Obviously, there are some arch status still here in New Hampshire, and they need to go away. And so the more libertarians, the more voluntarists, the more liberty-loving anarchists we can get to move here as part of this political migration that's been going on, the more successful we'll be, and the sooner we'll have that mind change on the societal level that will lead to changes in the political system. There's more coming up. You can join us on Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live is partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com recently reported Bitcoin transaction fees have increased by more than 1,200% since 2015. To many Bitcoin proponents, the current fee market is moving way too fast, making Bitcoin unusable for certain transactions. The fee market and slow confirmation times have also increased the tension concerning the block size debate. However, if there are wallets with low amounts of Bitcoin that can't cover the fees, they become virtually unspendable. Learn more at news.bitcoin.com. That's news.bitcoin.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass.
with a ProPure water filter? Start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want. Our toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We were talking about Bitcoin a few moments ago. Of course, Bitcoin.com, great place to go to learn about Bitcoin. But when you're ready to get started with Bitcoin, you're going to need a Bitcoin wallet. And Jax is a great Bitcoin wallet. It is not just a Bitcoin wallet. It is a wallet that actually allows you to store multiple cryptocurrencies. You can go to Jax.io, or you can go to the Google or Apple App Store. Jax.io is where you can download that, and it is cross-platform, so you can get it for your phone. You can have it on your computer, so Windows, Linux, Macintosh, iOS phones, tablets, Android phones, tablets, even browser plugins for Firefox and Chrome. So you can have Jax and access to your Bitcoin and other cryptos in a lot of different places, which is really handy. It's also really easy to back up your wallet and recover your funds with Jax. I just did that today. I got a newer phone, so I wanted to load up Jax onto that phone and still have access to all my stuff. I went to my old phone, brought up the QR code, and scanned that in, and boom, that was a done deal. You can also write down 12 words, which is really important. You want to write those words down.
Write those down.
Keep them in a safe place where nobody else is going to be able to find those words. And that will also be another way for you to restore access to your Bitcoin from any device that you install Jax. So, super easy. Jax is striving to give you command over your digital life, coins, contracts, currencies, identity, and more at your digital command center in the palm of your hand. It's Jax, the official wallet of Free Talk Live at JAXX.io. Let's go back to the phones, to the fun, and then Johnny Ray will commemorate Mother's Day coming up here shortly. Robert is on the line in Vermont. First, though, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Robert.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
I absolutely support the idea of secession. Government's not going to help us at all. They really never have. But I think that the Vermont would be perfectly fine. I mean, we could make our own beer. You know, we could make our own biofuel. We have a lot of organic farms over here. I mean, I've been good here over here for 10 years, and people that live over here, they take care of each other.
They're an independent. I mean, Vermont and New Hampshire, the kind of people who live up here are pretty independent folks. I mean, they are They're good at taking care of themselves. And like you said, they also have a real community mindset at the same time. I think that's true of both Vermont and New Hampshire, from what I understand.
Yeah, they're good forward thinkers.
Of course, I would like to say, I'm sorry to interrupt you, Robert, but I would like to say that for me, an important advantage of freedom is that it allows you to trade and free trade, and that is not about self-sufficiency. Self-sufficiency is in some ways, in some very real important ways, self-sufficiency is a backwards concept and a place you don't want to be. But if you can trade with whoever you want, then all you need is a work ethic, some skill, and you can provide for yourself and your family and your friends. You don't have to be able to do everything. You just need to be able to do one thing good enough to sell it to somebody else.
It's too bad that, you know, if the state of Vermont was able to successfully secede from the United States, it's too bad that they couldn't exempt the passport idea. Because if we seceded, if I wanted to go to, like, Maine or New Hampshire or Massachusetts, I would have to have a passport.
Maybe. Now, that depends on how the federal government would handle this, because right now you can travel into Vermont or Maine or wherever from Canada, and you don't have to have a passport.
They sure want it, though.
They want you to have one. They're going to lecture you. They're going to pull you over and give it, you know, a lecture to you about
it. That's fun to listen to.
But you don't have to, and I've experimented with this. I've crossed the border or attempted to cross the border.
Back when you could.
No, actually, this was when I didn't know that I couldn't, and then I found out that I would be charged with a felony if I tried coming back to Canada. But I still had to go back across over to the United States, and I did not have a passport on me for that, and I was allowed in after about a half hour of lecturing. So what I'm saying there is that if Vermont were to secede, the United States could treat it the same way as they treat Mexico or Canada as far as people from the U.S. going from those places into the U.S. and just sort of let you in with a driver's license or, you know, let you in with a lecture. And, of course, you know, the question is, how would they set that up? Would they start building Border Patrol checkpoints? And these are, you know, ugly aspects to secession that would have to be dealt with. And I guess we just have to cross those bridges when we came to them.
Yeah, so wouldn't that go against what the Free Trade Project wants to do, was to be more freer? I mean, if they installed, then you wouldn't be able to, you know, be able to come and go as you please beyond your
head. Yeah, that could be problematic.
This is one of the reasons that I kind of step out of these conversations. Ian will wind himself up in the biggest knot about you saying, well, I'm not sure that secession's that great of an idea, because I frankly don't.
It's such a great idea.
Yes,
I mean,
Ian says it's a great idea.
Are you telling me you want to be under the thumb of the federal government
for
the rest of your life?
No, I want New Hampshire to tell the federal government to take a long walk off a short pier, but you can do that without leaving the United States. The federal government has, what, like four constitutional roles, and three of those things are completely irrelevant.
Well, there's nothing saying, Mark, that the federal government couldn't respond to. If you told the federal government at the state level, screw you, we're just not going to pay you for your federal programs, they could still put up Border Patrol checkpoints at those locations.
They could. All you would have to do, all New Hampshire has to do is say, the people of the state of New Hampshire are no longer responsible for paying federal income tax. And at that point, you have not left the union. You've simply...
Are you going to end reliance on the federal currency? Because if you end the income tax, that's one thing. But they have other ways of taxing you.
New Hampshire could do whatever it wants.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. If New Hampshire does whatever it wants, the federal government can do whatever it wants and punish New Hampshire, which is why Trump was trying to trying to tell California over the sanctuary cities that he was going to take away their funding.
Right. That's the thing, is the states lap up the funding, Ian, and this is the thing that you never look at. The people around Social Security, half of the people out there are either a government employee getting Social Security, getting some kind of check, or related to barely to somebody who's doing that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So
that's a problem.
You know, I'm sorry, but it's not going anywhere. The federal government is going to collapse under its own weight, and you're asking states, you're asking people to give up lots of money, and people
don't
do
that. One out of five Vermonters are ready to do it. Thanks for the call, Robert. I appreciate the discussion here tonight.
People are ready for this.
A lot of them.
One in those. Okay, somebody asked one in five Vermonters, "Hey, do you think it's a good idea if we left Donald Trump down there in the Potomac River?" And they're like,
"Yeah,
right,
hell yeah!"
Right? Until you said, "Oh, and your Social Security check goes away."
No, we've talked to people about that. There's people who receive Social Security living outside of the United States.
Sure. In a state that just seceded, because none of those exist.
Yeah.
The United States government is going to stop
blazing a new trail.
Your payments.
Yeah, we'd be blazing a new trail. And so for anybody that's concerned about that, just pick up and move. If you need your Social Security payments that bad, go move to New York.
I understand. You just said one in five Vermonters. Those one in five Vermonters never considered this. They just said, whoopee!
Fine. It's a starting point, Mark. Like I said before, these are conversations that have to be, you know, they have to happen.
Have the conversation. Just don't live in the fantasy world that this crap makes any sense.
It makes plenty of sense. People around the world secede from governments all the time.
Nullification makes a heck of a lot more sense because people want to be able to travel from Maine to California without showing their papers 49 times on the way.
Blame the federal government for that. That's not the fault of a state that secedes.
The federal government wouldn't exist if you seceded.
Great. Then let's get rid of the federal government. I mean, why would you want to keep them around?
Look, man.
I mean, the fact that you're defending the federal government.
I'm not defending the federal government. Stop it. That's ridiculous. I am not defending the federal government. I believe that they're a tyrannical organization.
Mm-hmm.
But the states don't have the guts. The politicians aren't going to give up the billions of dollars that they get from the federal government. They don't even understand money.
New Hampshire has said no to the feds.
They don't even understand what the Federal Reserve does. You can't ask a bunch of ignoramuses to make these
decisions.
You'd
be surprised, actually. There's some senators in New Hampshire that have Bitcoin.
Why don't you go to the local elementary school and ask a bunch of second graders what they want to do,
from the school
because
campuses.
They are about as educated on this as the vast majority of politicians at the state level.
Maybe so, but there are some people at the state level who do understand money. We've been going to the Commerce Committee in the Senate for the last several weeks, every week, and you've got a couple guys in there that already have Bitcoin wallets.
Sure.
So, I mean,
how many of them get Social Security?
I don't have any idea. I don't think either of them are 65, so I don't think either of them.
Oh, wow. You've got a couple of guys that have some Bitcoin. Maybe they understand the Federal Reserve.
Yeah,
that's
I would say there's a good chance they do.
25 senators?
Yeah, well, like I said, there's only five on the Commerce Committee, so I don't have any kind of pulse for the rest of them. How many other senators in other states have Bitcoin?
It doesn't matter.
It does matter because the people in New Hampshire are more likely to understand
Vermont
these ideas.
Seceding.
No, we're talking about New Hampshire seceding as well. I don't know anything about Vermont. I don't live there. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. It's pretty, though. I've driven in it. It's Free Talk Live. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own. And that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with Hostgator, one of the top hosting companies. Hostgator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to Hostgator.com/FTL and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. Hostgator.com/FTL. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.